It's all happened very quickly, but obviously delighted to get the opportunity. I think it's a brilliant, a brilliant cup. When you listen to people as an outsider, when they talk about Fleetwood and obviously the facilities and the chairman, what he's doing for the club is it's only good things. So I'm really delighted that I've got the opportunity to keep the team in the division, which is the most important thing, and that's probably why I've got the chance to manage them. So I'm hoping, I'm very positive that I'll do that.
In terms of football management circles, you've been round it long enough, John, to realise full well that your opportunity comes because somebody else has lost theirs, and that's just the nature of the beast, isn't it?
Yeah, and it's obviously it's not nice, a fellow manager, but I think we come into the game, we know what can happen. You can either move on to better things, or the results and things aren't going your way, you lose your job. They had a great season last season, very close, and unfortunately this season, for some reason, things haven't gone the way they wanted to, and it gives me the likes of myself, an opportunity to get back in the game. So, but unfortunately, someone else has to lose the job. But like I say, I'm delighted to just to get the chance myself to come in and try and turn things around.
You've worked for some clubs before, John, with some good facilities. How does Poolfoot Farm compare to the rest that you've worked with?
Well, it doesn't really. The facilities-wise, is probably as a manager, it's probably the best I've, come across. Unbelievable facilities, and sometimes you can get spoilt for, because it is so good, you get a bit spoilt. So no, it's something hopefully which will help me. Obviously you can work with a bit of quality, and the pitches are excellent, and so I'm looking forward to getting out and working on them. So no, it can only help, can't do any harm at all, and I'm hoping but I only look at the most important thing is on a match day when you're going out to play. Training's all good if you can do things good in training, but you've got to take it out onto the pitch. That's the most important time to me on a Saturday, or whether it's a Tuesday night game, is getting a result and getting points on board.
Sometimes, John, when you take over clubs towards the bottom end of the table, they're either adrift of the safety areas in the division, or maybe the circumstances are in a far worse predicament than you find yourselves right now. Is that good from your perspective, that you are starting this job and you're not actually in the relegation places?
Yeah, listen, if we are the last game of the season and we finish fifth from bottom, everyone's going to be delighted. And that's where we've got to do. Stop. That's what we've got to do. We've got to stop and stay out of that bottom four. It helps, obviously, we're not in the relegation zone, but it's very, very tight. I look at it and there's probably 8-9 teams, I think, still involved in the relegation battle where 4 teams go down. So it's a difficult job, but it's not a job what you think you can't achieve. And, I've done it with Oldham, where we were in a lot deeper and worse position. So I'm just hoping we can go into the game Saturday and get off to a good start. I've met the players this morning. There's some good players in the squad, quality players, and for some reason they're down there and something's not going right, and it's important. Hopefully a new face, we can just come in, add one or two things to what's already going on, and hopefully we turn the corner off, get off to a winning start. But it's going to be tough because there's a lot of good teams down there who are all wanting to do what we want to do, and which is stay in the league.
John, what's been the key to it in the previous positions that you've been in to help steer clubs clear of the trouble that they find themselves in? Is it a case of straight away trying to instill a little bit more confidence, or perhaps a lot more confidence, into the players that are there? Because when you have been on a losing run, the mentality must be so difficult to turn around very quickly.
You can't really answer the question. I think you just go in, and when teams are struggling and not winning games, it's obviously lack of confidence doesn't help, but you just got to go in and try and give one or two players a bit of belief and make them feel good in themselves. Play with a smile on their face, let them go out and express themselves, and hopefully just by doing that, and for some reason, and it's working, even I look at Southend at the moment, Chris Powell's gone in, he's just, for some reason, the manager's been with the same group of players losing games, and he goes in there and wins a 4 on the spin. So I'm hoping I can do that, but you can't really pinpoint what the reason is. You just go in and bit of belief. Obviously, managers look at players differently, different systems, and sometimes they work, sometimes they don't, and I'm hoping with what I know and what I've done of, the last couple of seasons with Oldham especially, will help us to get out. The chairman's made it clear he wants to stay in the division, so, and that's what my aim is, and I'm very confident and like I say, positive that I'll be able to do that. It's going to have to be a bit of fight and a bit of desire to get us and keep us in the league.
I suppose it's quite a cliched question, but have you already put it across to the players that whatever's gone on before, it's a clean slate now, and everybody starts from the same level?
Yeah, I met him briefly this morning. I asked a question, not that I wanted any answers off him. When you've had a successful season last season, very close, and then you've got the majority of the same players this season who are struggling relegation for some reason, what is the reason? So You've just got to find that. I think when you, like I say, when you're playing with confidence, you can be the best player, the best team, and you're always winning. Looks on your side, and when you're down there and things aren't going your way, you things bounce off you and end up in the back of the net and whatever. And you just got to fight that little bit hard and hope your fortune's turning. And I'm hoping we can do that. We need to score goals. I think we've got to score goals and try and score goals, get the lead, and try and affect the game quickly and get an advantage in games. Before we probably concede, when your heads will get down, when it's difficult down, when at the bottom, when you're conceding and you think, oh, same old story. So it's important we start games bright and, you know, try and affect the game by creating opportunities and scoring goals and try and get an advantage if we can.
Are you feeling all refreshed now, John? It's been September since you were last in football management. How have you found the last few months?
But I've been in the game now 35 years, so very lucky and fortunate to be involved. But sometimes you enjoy the little break and then you start getting itchy feet. You know, I've been out probably the longest time I've been out of football, 3 or 4 months this. So I'm starting to get, you know, hoping something would come along and give me a chance. And again, like I said, very lucky that a club like Fleetwood have come and have asked and given me this opportunity. So I'm really looking forward to it. I'm biting at the bit. It's happened quickly, but I'm straight into the action on Saturday against Milton Keynes and I can't wait.
Are you quite comfortable with the whole contract scenario that it'll be looked at the end of the season?
Yeah, I'm very comfortable with that. I'm confident in myself that I'll come in and prove that I can do the job, whether it's 13 games, it doesn't matter. The contract was, whether it's till the end of the season, doesn't bother me. It's like I totally understand the situation and gives me a great chance of doing well here and keeping the team in the division. And that's all I'm looking at. Everything else will take care of itself.
And it would make just such a massive difference, wouldn't it, to end this losing run this weekend, to really sort that out first and foremost?
Yeah, it'd be great, and to get off to a good start and it'll breed confidence early in me, you know, early with a new manager coming in as well. So tough game. You're playing against a team who are down there and really close to you. You know, if you get the right result, you can have a big advantage over MK Dons. So that's all we're looking at, trying to get the 3 points on board. Realistically, it's not about performance, it's about getting points on board and winning football matches. So hopefully we start that with a team who are in and around us, and like I say, we can gain an advantage on it. So, and hopefully it'll work out for us.